Sunrose Yoga Podcast. Reveal your sacred nature through the practice of yoga. Blessings. It's Kelly Connor Sunrose. Come visit sunroseyoga.com, the web home of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast. At sunroseyoga.com, you can listen to past podcasts, browse yoga and meditation videos, and read articles on the practices and philosophy of yoga, written by curious and devoted yogis. You can also view all of the show notes, find all of the ways to connect, and view my teaching schedule. Visit sunroseyoga.com today. Blessings. Namaste, yogis. It's Kelly. Welcome to the Sunrose Yoga Podcast. Today's episode is a short 15-minute meditation, and we will be working with mantra today. Specifically, we'll be working with Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, very sweet mantra dedicated to Krishna, Krishna being the essence of love and really he who gives us permission to delight in our humanness. So I hope you enjoy this, and I hope to bring you more meditation podcasts in the very near future. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for sharing your practice, for sharing yourself. Blessings. And so we'll start just by getting comfortable in our seats, sort of sitting back into the sitting bones. Letting things settle. Letting the body settle, letting the breath settle, and letting thought settle. And you might begin to notice how your body is moved by breath. How breath fills the instrument that is the body. And how it leaves. And so we will chant or sing this mantra, to Krishna, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, 12 times, letting what comes out simply come out, and receiving what is there to receive. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And simply notice what, if anything, the mantra has left behind. Whether it's something that you sense in your body, or something you hear. Whether the words of the mantra linger in your mind. Allow yourself to sense and feel and repeat. And from time to time, your attention might be drawn to a certain part of the body. And as you travel there, you might simply ask, "What do I feel? What do I sense?" And there might be times when you are unsure of what you are feeling or what you are sensing. And you might ask, "How do I experience my aliveness in this place, in this moment?" And if thoughts begin to creep back in, don't worry about it too much. first allow yourself to be reassured and even nourished by the idea that thinking and thoughts are a part of being human, and that the mind is simply doing what it's designed to do. And then you might simply encourage your thoughts to travel back to this idea of, how do I sense or feel aliveness in my body in this moment? Or you might bring your mind and your thoughts back to Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, allowing that to repeat itself over and over in your thoughts. And over the course of the next few moments, the next few minutes, I will ring the bell several times. Allow yourself to sense the sound and the ringing in whatever way it comes to you. Noticing with particular interest the point where you no longer hear the sound. And begin to bring your awareness back into your body, noticing where your body makes contact with the earth, and noticing where your body makes contact with the sky. And bringing your awareness to your breath, noticing the path the breath takes through the body and how breath moves the body. Allow your hands to come in some shape to your heart. whatever way feels natural, whatever way feels like you. And as you feel the weight of your hands against your body, you might feel grounded. You might feel some sort of memory. Whatever it is, just let yourself feel that right now. Let the weight of the hands on the heart ground you in the idea that it's okay to be human. It's wonderful to be human. And in our final moments, you might simply thank your body for holding this shape. And thank your breath for animating your body. And thank your mind for participating, either cooperatively or uncooperatively. And maybe thank the space for holding us and our practice. And as you're ready, start to come back to the space slowly, using all of your senses. Thank you.
The Sunrose Yoga Podcast is supported by the generous donations of our listeners. Thank you all for your support and donations. If you enjoy Sunrose Yoga, please consider making a donation. Any amount is greatly appreciated. You can make a donation securely by clicking the donate button at sunroseyoga.com. Thank you.